Hi everyone, you're about to listen to my interview with Becky Bird, where I ask her, as a practicing witch, what she thinks about horror and witchcraft. If you'd like to, you can see a YouTube video of that where I'm actually with her and chatting to her on screen, but if you'd prefer the audio version, then that's about to come up now. Thanks. Hi everyone. Welcome back to the Flicks That Church Forgot. This is part three of a four-episode special looking at the cheery subject of witchcraft, Christianity, and horror. Check out part one for my in-depth review of The Witch, part two for my top 10 witch movies, and part four, which will be coming soon, in which I share a magazine article I wrote about witchcraft and the church. But for this episode, you're not going to hear as much from me. I'm going to be interviewing a lady called Becky Bird. What a great name. She's a practicing witch here in the UK. And I was speaking to her at a day conference, which was called Seriously Bewitched. She was one of the speakers there. I went there back in November of 2015. Now, this was at Goldsmiths College in South London, and it was organised by ASAP, which stands for the Association for the Scientific Study of Anomalous Phenomena. What a great title. And previous events that they've put on have looked at things like demons, ghosts, fairies, vampires, all the big names. Anyway, incidentally, I'm going to be speaking at their upcoming weekend conference myself, where I'm going to be there speaking on the subject of Does God Believe in Ghosts? If you fancy coming along to that, it'll take place at the Quality Hotel in Reading, and it happens from 9:30 a.m. Saturday till the 10th of September till 5:30 Sunday the 11th of September. That's not how long my talk is. I'm just one speaker amongst many, and there's a whole bunch of strange things going on there, live paranormal experiments and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, enough of that. Let's get back to the witches. Here you can hear from a real life witch, Becky Bird. Well, today I've really been enjoying myself by coming to the Seriously Bewitched conference and finding out a lot about the different perspectives on witchcraft. And I'm here talking to Becky. She's a practicing witch. She's going to tell us a little bit about her background, and also we're going to ask her a little bit about the portrayal of witches in horror films and whether or not that's a positive or negative image. So, Becky, thank you for chatting to us.
Hello.
Tell us firstly a little bit about yourself, Becky, and your background and the sort of stuff you're involved with.
I'm normal in that I'm a 48-year-old woman, and I'm a mum and grandmother. But I've been a practicing witch for about 40 or so years. Thoroughly enjoy it. Do lots of spell work. I'm part of a coven, which is quite a recent thing. And I've been a hedge witch, which is a solitary, working on my own for quite a long time prior to that. So yeah, enjoy myself.
And we were talking earlier about how you've had experiences where you used to go to a faith school and you've not had a great experience of people and perhaps of a Christian faith of treating you particularly well or shunning you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would find that while I was picking up my children from C of E school, that generally speaking in the playground, other parents tended to avoid me. They kind of just thought I was a bit strange, a bit odd. Somebody to avoid. And so despite the fact that I was friendly, I'm a very, very friendly person, despite that, I would find that people would shun me, and even when I spoke to them and said hello, they tended to avoid me and I'd mutter under their breath hello and then wander off to a different area of the playground. So yes, it was soul destroying actually. Rather upsetting.
And do you ever get that experience much these days, or is things getting better?
No, things are definitely improving. I'm not entirely sure whether it's simply because I'm more comfortable in my own skin. And I think, well, blow everybody, they can do their own thing. Or whether people are just generally more accepting when somebody is a little bit different to how they are. People are more accepting of colour, people are more accepting of race and of sexual orientation. I suppose religious values go with that as well.
The show that this is part of is called The Flicks That Church Forgot, which explores the deeper and sometimes spiritual things of horror movies. And so part of the episode that I'm doing today is going to be looking at some portrayals of witches in horror movies.
Perhaps
you have got some comments on
whether or not horror movies do witches a service or a disservice.
Bit of a disservice, I would say, generally speaking. They tend to portray us as the rather ugly woman, the older woman. Yes, I'm older. Probably not as good as I was 20 years ago, but not that bad.
Yeah, you're not the hag.
Scrub up quite well.
By any stretch. So,
you know, we're not that stereotypical green-faced, warped, holding witch that Disney would have us portray. Definitely.
And are there any particular sort of films that like depict witches that you would say are problematic or ones that you would say were bad? Or are there any positive films out there that depict witches in a good way?
Yeah, Practical Magic, I would say, is a really good depiction of modern witches. They kind of put us in a fairly positive light overall. It kind of deteriorates a little bit towards the end. It goes horribly wrong. But yeah, so generally speaking, we tend not to be put in too much of a good light. It very seldom seems to be that we are the heroine. Although I must say that Maleficent, that was portrayed, that was put on fairly recently, rather good.
Okay,
and I thought she did, Angelina Jolie, I thought she did rather a positive thing for us as a general thing. So I thought we did rather well in that. But mostly, you sort of think of the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wizard of Oz, and you know, anything you think of in a cartoon where we have green skin and the big old hag noses and so on, and the wart. As you can see, I don't know.
No, you're ward free.
I am ward free.
Yeah. And films? Generally. What about films that have you ever watched many films that are about like witch finding? Some persecution of witches.
Yes, and I think they're rather disturbing, generally speaking. I find them quite bone chilling, actually.
Yeah.
Because I feel that I've been reincarnated. This probably sounds rather peculiar. I feel I've been reincarnated in this. In this guise a few times, and it doesn't bring back memories, but it almost feels like it should bring back memories of horrible persecution times of being hanged, crushed, burnt at the stake, whatever. Clearly it doesn't bring back memories because I'm still here. I haven't been hanged or crushed or burnt at the stake, but it almost feels as though I was there, and I find it really deeply disturbing.
That's interesting, because I mean there's a few different films. Like there's a film called Mark of the Devil, I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but there's other films as well which in some ways they use the witchcraft trials as an excuse to show like exploitation and naked women being beaten or whatever or tortured, I suppose you wouldn't ever dream that a film would use the say that slavery, you know, African American slavery, New World slavery, as an excuse to as an exploitation movie, because that would be too shocking. And yet, for some reason, witchcraft is maybe or witch hunting is not yet taken seriously.
It's still ripe, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's still very, very ripe. Yeah, and of course, Witch Hunter General is so yes, it's I think it's very much something that's not yet become taboo. Whereas, you know, clearly slavery is an appalling thing. Wouldn't condone that at all. And so, I mean, even 20, 30 years ago when the programme Roots was on, it was a shocker, but it was one of those things that people accepted. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But still doing it with us from 200, 300, 400 years ago, it seems to be still acceptable. This is what we did, and hey, look, enjoy yourself while you're watching this person being tortured.
Yeah, because the denomination I'm part of, the Baptist Church, a few years ago, were making quite a big deal of having a sort of public apology for the Baptist denomination's part in the slavery trade. But I'm not aware that they've ever considered an apology for the witch hunt, so I'm not quite sure where the Baptist denomination fits
there
in
are
the witch
occasional,
hunt.
There are occasional apologies, and there are occasional reburials, which is a marvellous thing. More so in Scotland than in England.
Right.
And there have been apologies. It's usually come after a bit of a petition, where somebody has been exonerated and then reburied somewhere else. Or there's been a pardon for somebody that was executed as a witch that they subsequently found out was a sort of deemed as being a scapegoat. So there are one or two. They tend not to hit the headlines because obviously it's not good news. You know, it doesn't make, you know, it doesn't make headlines. But there have been one or two pardons, but of course there were so many people that were executed for being witch, cunning woman, wise woman, because the milk turned sour, because the cows didn't produce calves, whatever it might have been, the crops failed. So yeah, there have been one or two pardons, but you know, in the greater scheme of things, very few.
Maybe there'll be more of them to come.
Well, I hope so.
Well, Becky, thank you for talking to us.
Okay, so thank you again to Becky Bird for taking the time to talk with me about the subject of witchcraft and horror. Can I encourage you to check out the next and the final episode in this little mini-series, where I'm going to be sharing my own thoughts on the links between witchcraft and Christianity, while specifically be looking at what witches think of Christians, and particularly what Christians appear to think about witches. But until then, please share and subscribe if you prefer it. Follow me on Twitter at RevPeterLaws, and don't forget, the flicks the church for God.